played that since we recorded it, and that's why I played guitar on the record. Mikey, do you feel like playing a little bit there, buddy?
Yeah, let's pick something.
Oh, jeez.
We'll play Russian Rag, but not right now.
That's okay.
Give us a couple more tunes to warm up.
Russian
the
Rag is a famous tune
it's
by
very,
great,
very, very early.
Great mandolinist Dave Apollon wrote this impossible piece. Went in the 30s or something?
Yeah. Awesome stuff. Everybody needs to get that Dave Apollon collection thing. That's really good.
Yep. If you're not too familiar with the mandolin, well, what are you doing here? But barring that, you know, it's like a progression that got started by Bill Monroe. Yeah. And even the reason we all play artist model Gibson F5s, either made by Gibson or by someone else, is more than likely because the first guy that started that was Bill Monroe. And especially F-hole mandolins in bluegrass as opposed to round hole. The F-hole ones have more of a sharper attack and especially lended themselves a lot to the Bill Monroe style. So we all have kind of been influenced by Bill Monroe in one form or another. I got started back when these guys were just little kids.
Well,
especially Mikey. But, you know, as we play, you're going to hear different influences, and it's just a natural progression.
You really want me to play something?
Well, yeah.